Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. We're D-Generation X. And the holiday seasons are upon us.
But we here at DX understand
that that can be a stressful time.
It can be stressful, Sean. Which is why we here at D-Generation X just have two words for you. Are you ready?
That's two words.
Just go with it, Sean. Because actually nobody's ready. Everybody's got tons of so-called loved ones they have to buy gifts for Christmas. We here, we have ideas for you. Such as the new D-Generation X basketball jersey. Available on WWEshop.com.
Look at the fabric. Silky.
Where's your shirt? I thought we were doing the both holding them up.
Well, I was going to, but I went the extra mile. Got a model.
Ouch.
Now, makes you look better than you might be.
Where'd you two meet?
We met at the, the commercial shoot for the video game.
The video game?
Yeah, the video game.
You don't mean SmackDown versus Raw.
Not too.
Oh, that's the time.
Available on all video game systems. PlayStation 4, 75, Ybox, and Wii 3, 4000.
I just want a PlayStation, Xbox 360, and Wii. And you can get it on WWEshop.com.
That's it! Get out of here!
Yeah, go.
Go! Go! Steal my thunder, sister.
Well, I should be here anyway. Hey! Hey! I want the shirt back.
Jingle bells.
It is going to be a Merry Christmas.
It's all available on WWEshop.com. Bye, bye, bye.
Wow, another pay-per-view, huh?
Let us know when you get home, okay?
Well, I apologize for a little bit of the noise because people are, starting to leave. And what a way to end the pay-per-view. It's like speechless. But anyways, anybody lost for words?
I'm glad that the Big Show came out and did what he did, but I'm kind of done by it. Let's see. We have nobody as the winner again. We have. Do you think they're going to keep it open until Hell in a Cell?
I think so.
And then make it so that it's all of them. Big Show will be in Hell in a Cell. Daniel Bryan will
be. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Randy Orton will be.
Maybe they could do like that Armageddon Hell in a Cell like they did in 2000. That would be a good idea. As you said, we will see within 3 weeks from tonight, which Hell in a Cell will be on pay-per-view. And once again, thanks to our lovely hosts from the staff of WFSO, a.k.a. Don, we're going to once again see the pay-per-view, Hell in a Cell. So it should be interesting. And you can say your thoughts towards the end of that match. What are your thoughts?
Right. On the way that ended. I thought we were going to have a champion, but surprised and then the way Brad
had
the scissors, like,
stung. I'm surprised. He put, yeah, you know he's going to get shot at, shout at.
Yeah, he's
going to
get, you know what's going to happen on college game around Brad Manners is
yelled at and screamed
at again, like,
mom. Right,
was
he?
How much longer
he's
manager
around. Right, you know what's going to happen. He's going to shout at him. But, I didn't see, like, all the matches, but I do know what happened. Only because I proposed to my lovely girlfriend from over 5 years, Hazel. So, we are officially engaged. So, I only have a clapper thing, but I'll just do that.
And the funniest thing about tonight is that the three women in the room did not plan anything to do with the wedding. It was all the men who were planning the wedding.
Well, me, I don't care. Just get married, get over with, live our life.
Hey, I'm in it for the party and the present. You know what, I'm in it for a custom-made pair of shoes.
Oh, but get y'all then.
Yeah.
That's just you don't want to marry me.
Mom, don't give me a plastic fork so I can stab the man. You know I want to marry you. No, you don't.
You say yourself, you're doing it for the present.
No, the actual big wedding and everything.
Oh, man.
What?
What? What?
What? You know what we should do? What? We should have me and my band perform at the, you know, wedding reception. You get a band together, I'll let you do it. You know? I mean it, Robert. You get a band together and come up with some songs, and you can perform at the wedding.
No, not come up with some songs. We're going to play, like, Nirvana,
As we still talk about wedding plans, we're going to go by the matches one by one, but we will be back. We're going to play something to have y'all rock to, so we'll be right back.
Speak.
And we are back. What we're going to talk about first is the kickoff show.
Which I thought was awesome.
Okay, we know. Okay, Dante, it was great. We Dolph Ziggler versus Damian Sandow, and apparently Damian Sandow had like a knee injury or something like that.
Yeah, a knee injury. Yep.
Because Dolph Ziggler did win the match, and well, I think I was the only thing that I was wrong about that was that match. I thought Sandow was gonna win it for them to boost him up, but he didn't. So that's why that was the only match that I got wrong. But it seems like everybody else liked it, and it was all good. So, if everybody will say something, but I guess not. But if anybody want to call in and just talk about the pay-per-view itself and, like, what you think about the matches and whatever you think, call 646-915-9644. Again, it's 646-915-9644. Just call in between now and the end of the broadcast just to share your opinions about what you think about the pay-per-view. Did you like the ending of it? Did you like it in general? Or just any questions or anything or comments you want to say. So I'm probably just going to post something on the group and see if anybody got something to say about the pay-per-view. But we will see. So did you see, Hazel, did you see the pre-show kickoff match?
No.
Well, better said. Anyway, we will move on to what was, I think, was the very first match of the pay-per-view was the Battleground Hardcore Rules match for the World Heavyweight Championship. I guess it was a good way to kick it off, I guess. Well, I just thought they would have put a different match on there before it started. At least something different. Which doesn't have it. Excuse me. But well, I guess I'm alone in this. But the match with World Heavyweight Championship, they did put out all the stops with bringing in ladders, bringing in. I think they brought in the table, did they?
No, they did not.
Okay, no table, but people was calling it. Let's put it that way.
They were calling it for the tables. They were calling for the chairs, the ladder, and the garbage can. And a chair. Because when they were calling for the table, though.
Yeah, so you got your ladders and chairs in there and the garbage can. Yeah. There'll probably be a new pay per view. They probably will come up with that idea, too. If it does, you heard it here first.
Yep. Don't be
surprised.
They bring something else. Garden.
Exactly.
Or garden variety of garden quality garden tools or something like that.
And I think the thing that people caught, I don't know if everybody caught it, but we did, Rob Van Dam, I guess when he's trying to put the chair on his, when Alberto Del Rio was trying to put the chair on his arm and he was just going to, break him off, but it seems like
his arm got caught into the chair.
Yeah, but yeah. According to what we saw, it looks like he closed it up himself.
Yeah.
Which was a big giveaway, and I don't know if they're going to shadow him about that or they're going to say something, but it would be interesting. But I don't know, after tonight, they're going to have Rob Van Dam take a break, then do another 90-day contract. So, we will see. But, sorry, I just had to call my dog here. Where? Candy, come on. Come on. Come on. There you go. Good girl. Good girl. Anyway, Alberto Del Rio won the match with his submission move with the chair on there. And did he end up beating him up some more or something like that after the match?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, I just had to think about it for a second. I was like, because I wasn't sure if I would see that I see it, but because apparently not. But it could have been a good opportunity for Damian Sandow, you know, to cash it in. But I guess his feet injury was legit, and I thought it was, he probably played it out or something like that. But apparently, it didn't happen that way. But who knows? The next match was Santino and the Great Khali versus the Real Americans, Jack Swagger and Antonio Cesaro. I apologize, I only see like parts of the match, and I know everybody else that was here has seen it. Apparently, it was one of the good things that he did. Was Antonio Cesaro, he swinged the Great Khali, and then I think for like, well, how long? For like, oh, swinging like 5 or 6 times?
Yeah, he's been on him like 5 or 6 times.
That's probably, okay, that's probably like 5 or 10 seconds. Yeah. Probably did that. Okay. Well, the Real Americans did win the match. What did you think about that match?
I didn't want to win that, but
yeah. Alrighty, moving on. Credits Axel and R-Truth for the Intercontinental Championship. Well, Curtis Axel won, right?
Yes, he did.
Right. That was one of the matches I did not see due to like other things going on. But it happens. Next one. It was Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns of The Shield. Everybody thought the title was on the line, but there are not. So, if Goldust and Cody Rhodes would have won, they would have their jobs in WWE, including Dusty Rhodes, which he was on their corner. Back and forth match, and you expect them to deliver, and they did. Probably one of the few matches that I was looking forward to, and it delivered. So Cody Rhodes and Goldust did win their jobs back, and they won the match.
And Dusty
Rhodes gets to keep his job in NXT. Oh, Dusty, yeah, gets to keep his job in NXT. That's right.
No, the tag team title was not
a right. Exactly. So, it was a good thing, though. I guess it was a good thing. They wanted to, like, give Cody, like, the time off, so they did the fire routine. Then they, leading up to this. So, it was a good way to set it up. So, I don't know. A lot of the people from the back did come out and celebrate with them afterwards. So this man believes it's just like you can hear Kofi Kingston just saying like, "Welcome back, man, welcome back." You can just hear him say it real loud.
Yeah, I heard a couple other ones too.
Right. Right. It was cool that Dee was there too. I think Natalya and Caitlin were there.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good way to play out. So up next was Bray Wyatt and Kofi Kingston, which was a little bit interesting. And I did like the closing moments of that match. So that's probably another match that I like. The closing moment with Bray Wyatt. Normally he did the long kiss goodnight, but he didn't do the kiss, but he did do the finishing move. So that happened. And I know he was saying something afterwards, but just wasn't sure what it was. But moving on. Divas Championship, AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. I did not see that match.
She retained.
Oh, Tamina Snuka.
Yeah, she interfered and knocked her sister.
Oh, Nikki.
Yeah, Nikki over, and that distracted Brie. So that gave AJ the chance to.
Huh. Maybe a few in the making. You never know. Right. just like we said, people, if you want to call in and give your opinions about tonight's pay-per-view, if you've seen it or you stream it, it doesn't matter. Just as long as you've seen it, if you want to talk about it or say your opinions or whatever, you can call us right now, 646-915-9644. Again, 646-915-9644. So, we're going to talk about, in a minute, we're going to talk about the main two matches. I guess there was the double main event with CM Punk and Ryback and Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton, and a controversy of an ending it was. So, we're going to get to that in a bit. So, we're going to play something, and we will be right back.
Remix. My bass real hard, boom, bastic. Speed race, baby, I'm a lot faster. Catch up, I'll never listen to my master. New Benz all black from Malaysia. Can't drive, but my mama don't care, yeah. To the top, I'ma take it to the ceiling. I'm on the moon, but I feel the sun beaming. I'm so dope, like ooh la la. So, so fly, like a helicopter. Stuck to the hood, and the homies on the black. Doing it big, yeah, you know what's up. Some come tryna say I'm a problem. So crazy, gotta put them in asylum. Some come tryna say I'm a problem. Solve it. I'm a monster, I'm a monster.
No optic, more androids, robotic. Beam up hot chicks like I'm Spock. They be chillin' in my cockpit. My spaceship got exotic. Women trippin', come a whip hypnotic. They be talking about ooh la la. Let's go far away, passing stars. We don't give up, let's go to Mars. Hey y'all, just tryna get it poppin'. I wanna be the first dude to love a Martian. She love a maid to the swag that I'm droppin'. I kill a game, kill a chillin' in the coffin. When I start, it ain't no stoppin'.
Yo yo,
yo yo, yo yo, yo yo.
Hey,
don't be acting like,
don't be acting like you did and now, like you did and now, now like you did and now, like you did and now.
One of a kind, got everybody in love, and I don't have to try. I just do what I does. Don't have to tell me.
And we're back. We're going to talk about now the two main events of the pay-per-view. First off, we're going to start with CM Punk versus Ryback. Kind of like going to back and forth moment, and I guess I thought it was going to be one of those matches that was really going to be worth watching, but the thing is, it's like, I don't know, I couldn't get into that match. I just couldn't. It just was like, it was one of those matches, like, it has its good moments, and it just wasn't great overall. So I'm like, one of those matches you couldn't get interested. Even if like CM Punk tried and there was like some good moves and good moments, but it just, the match didn't, wasn't great for me, I'll say. I don't know, it just wasn't. And I guess somebody, well, James had put up earlier, I guess like the look that Goldust had got is kind of the close to the look of Darth Maul from Star Wars. That's that boy here probably wanted to talk about that, but you probably can't even hear me. But anyways, CM Punk did win the match with a low blow, which I think it was funny, but I don't think it should have went ended that way. He should have gave him a low blow and do the GTS on him. That would have been good. I just thought that would be a better ending, but he did win and kind of like set Paul Heyman up, at least for today. I guess, come here. There you go. Sit down. Yeah, my baby. But, it just seems like that match just kind of dragged a little bit. This is my opinion on that. But, like I also mentioned, too, and I mentioned that when on SmackDown was here, it's like, you get a good variety if, like, if you're, like, got a good crowd, but I'm not sure if they were sold out or anything like that, so that I wasn't sure. And also don't forget about the power outage that happened. I know some people was complaining about that, like the power outage. I had a few people just saying left and right, just like, they need to pay their bill or never come to a, here we go, a friend of mine said this, next time, effing center, pay your goddamn electric bill. If this shit happens again, I'm going to stick seeing my shows at FedEx Forum from now on. Which I thought it was kind of hilarious. But, yeah. Everybody thought it was something to do with the cable company or satellite company, wherever company you with. That's what people thought, but it was all, I guess, the power at the center had went out and had to get it back on, so. So they kind of dragged the match out. Well, I guess the match probably ended a little bit shorter than it should, but it was just the match and the main event for Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan for the vacant WWE Championship, which y'all know by now is still vacant because it had no decision. Wow. The match was back and forth, which I kind of expected and was hoping for. I guess with this match, it was half and half. It's just like some people saying, like, this pay-per-view should have been, like, a Raw event, like Monday Night Raw. I, in a way, have to agree with them. Especially, like, you had three title matches and none of them didn't, you know, change hands or anything like that. Although the WWE Championship is still vacant. But I think the ending was the best thing of the night when Big Show came in. And I take it that he was told to go ahead and knock out Daniel Bryan, and he did. And I guess like he knocked out Scott Armstrong. He was going to be he's wrestling whatever. And he knocked out also Randy Orton. So that leads it to a controversial ending with, we have no winner and still no WWE Championship. I know everybody liked it and they marked out on it, wherever you want to call it, but it was overall pay-per-view. It was just kind of decent, but it wasn't good enough. And Don, what do you think about the pay-per-view?
That is where all the favorites were from. That was pretty good.
Wait, you what? Juan. Oh, okay. That means I gotta take my meds. Oh, yeah. I gotta go get them tomorrow, too. I don't know if she's talking about my business on radio, but whatever. And you got to say this show contains adult language, so I should have said that earlier. Oh, well, what more can you do? Anyways, it just, I don't know, it's just like, just kind of tuned out with the pay-per-view that I think they could have did better. This is my opinion. They could have did better. But, what more can you do and say? It is what it is. And I know I'm going to get chewed for this, but I rated the pay-per-view a 5. So like I said, it has the good moments and it has its bad moments. It's like, the probably only, wait a minute, since you're listening, Don, what's your match of the night?
What?
Match of the night.
It was the kickoff match
with Dolph Ziggler. Damon
Zandow. Yeah, I thought that was good. The other match was...
I guess, let's see, it's my turn. Oh, the Divas match?
Yeah, I like the Divas match.
Okay. Although I didn't see it, but
yeah,
I'm part. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I also like the tag team match with the Royal Family and two of the members of the Divas. That was a good
carry-off. Yeah, I think that match would be, in my opinion, would be match of the night.
Yeah, the one
that doesn't make it better. I don't like the way it ended.
No, I don't like the way it ended.
That's why I gave it like a 9.5. So she rated a 9.5, and I rated it a 5. So there you have it. When we come back, we're going to talk about maybe the scenarios that they can play after this match, and plus leading to Hell in a Cell, which is 3 weeks from tonight. We're going to talk about that, so I'll just stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Here it is, you or die. One chance, let it fly. Fourth quarter, bottom nine. Let's go, water, time to shine. is here, they need it, baby. I got enough bravado, don't need no lucky lotto. I eat your face like Tyson when he had Russell. This is my chance to shine in front of millions and seen it back in the building. Damn, loyalty, respect, a legend, they never kill it coming in the custom. Loyalty, respect.
And we are back, and look who finally decides to join us. The future Mrs. Jones. I'm just saying, I ain't saying you was going to take my name.
You're
going to
be all trail
flink. No, I ain't.
No,
I ain't.
I might
want to
be a hyphen.
Then be the hyphen.
I might want to be Hazel Flink Jones.
I don't care if you're hyphening. Like, Deuce is hyphening? Really? Everyone's doing it. No, nobody ain't. Look at this guy. You think that's cool? And he's got a goatee. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I'm sorry to change the subject, but this, we have a dishwasher here, and the smell of the detergent. It's not that it's a bad detergent because it's a really good one, but the smell reminds me of the laundry I used to work at when I paid my way through nursing school. And you know how you get with certain smells, they get stuck in your head of like, oh, that smell just reminds, it's, yeah.
Right. But, what you saw parts of the pay-per-view.
Right.
What did you rate it?
Do you know what? All in all, they went actually back to a pay-per-view, if you know what I mean. Where I've said in the past that certain pay-per-views were just like a three-hour war.
Mm-hmm.
They actually went back to it being a good pay-per-view.
So,
and for me, I wouldn't give it like an A. I would give it a strong B. And
mm-hmm.
the reason why for that is that obviously the power going out, you kind of, we've spoken about it before, where the momentum flow of a pay-per-view gets interrupted. And even though obviously the crowd picked back up and everything, it was like, it was interrupted by that, and it kind of, you have to then work your way back up again. Do you know what I mean? To the level you were at.
Okay.
And even though I liked what Big Show did.
Yeah.
That, you know what, it would have been better if there had been an outcome to that match.
Oh, you mean it shouldn't have ended
yeah.
like it did.
I'm glad Big Show came out and did something.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? It was like, stop, we can tell him to.
Yeah.
But it's like, but then afterwards you're like, well, what's happening with the match? So, but that's why I give it a B. If they'd had, regardless of who would have won, my rating would have gone up on it.
Okay, so in other words, a B would be like an 8, 7, or?
I would say an 8.
Okay, we got a 9.5, and we got an 8, and we got a 5. So,
still fairly good.
Yeah, fairly good. So that would be also an A, B, and a C.
Yeah. But you know what? Rounded off, that's like a B. It's a good B. There were some things that they could have done better.
Right.
But you know what? Seeing, what's his name? Being Great Khali.
Oh, Antonio Cesaro.
Oh, my God. That man's strength. You know, I mean, holy shit. That was a holy shit moment.
And I bet you probably some people that was seeing that match probably said it too.
You know, I would be surprised.
Right. So, well, I'm trying to look at people's opinions about it. So,
I am actually glad, however, that it was, when it was, the program was interrupted, that it was a WWE, I know it was a power outage in Buffalo,
uh-huh.
but that it was something there is and not a provider.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll give you some.
Oh, that's what you should get for David, by the way.
Okay, we got... Okay, this person said the worst...
Sorry, AJ Carrot.
The worst thing about Battleground is that I had zero interest in Brian versus Orton 3. Yep, I really got into that match till they fucked up. Let's see.
Did They're about 100 bucks.
Okay, another one is Ground Battle just ended. I don't know why some of you WWE fanboys continue to bash yourselves over the head every damn pay-per-view. I know it's going to be a bad show, but you keep coming for more. Please tell me why you continue to endure this punishment. Thank you.
Leaked Pad Ultra. I'm just thinking of the way he likes everybody's iPads and everything, and that's one aimed at kids, so.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to everybody who came this evening, by the way.
You're welcome.
Especially my son. The light of my life.
Another year.
Right, and we're going to talk about, let's see, the person only just liked the set of Battleground. That was the only thing that was interesting. OMFG, wait, what the hell? No winner? But the WWE Championship has to be the Big Show. Has Big Show lost it or something like that?
But my thing in regards to, like, this whole incident with Big Show would be they should have had the match end. You know what I mean? And have
right.
the threat of the Big Show being there. He still could have come out and he could have stood on the ramp. Do you know what I mean? And just
right.
stood there. Well, then, instead of him coming and interrupting the match, whoever won, let them win, celebration, blah, 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 blah. Then have Big Show come in and do what he did still. And it still would have had an ending that people would be happy. Okay, or not, depending on who they pick to win. But here's your winner. Here's Big Show kicking ass still.
Oh, this is funny. Somebody also got they can't retain still a longer WWE title run than Daniel Bryan. No, somebody made a joke about it. Let's see. Okay, first of all, first y'all say it was a good pay-per-view, but one ending makes it bad all of a sudden. Let's see. What else people say? Wells marked out that Big Show growing the set.
I think we all marked out the Big Show finally grew up.
So. Oh, yeah. The moment when the show, Triple get on the plane in the background, but he never appears on camera. Let's see. Okay. I think the Battleground pay-per-view Power Attacks is part of the best for business angle. Why there was a storm in the area, the mechanical problem will be fixed. Or it's Ethan or some other character. Maybe Big Show's contract is about to be an iron call. Yep, and it seems like most of y'all didn't like the finish.
And
that's probably the only reason why y'all didn't like the pay-per-view.
And I think that is the main issue that they're going to have is that yet again we've got another pay-per-view without a champion.
Uh-huh.
And I think people are just like, enough already, just crown someone. But I think what I said it could be pretty right is that they're going to do a Hell in a Cell.
Right.
And it wouldn't surprise me if it's The Shield or members of The Shield, Randy Orton, Big Show, and Daniel Bryan.
If they do like I was mentioning earlier, maybe like an Armageddon Hell in a Cell like
right.
they did in 2000. Let's see. Where you found this meme from? It says, it had John Cena on there. It said, I have to take a break for injury. Nobody gets to be WWE champion until I return.
Something else had posted
another. Yeah, you know some more I have to pull that up. Okay.
Tiffany put it up.
Oh, I thought it was you. It was, okay.
No, it was Tiffany.
Oh, it was, I guess she found it from a group. And I guess on WWE memes, it's like, it's all on the feed that people are chanting bullshit in the arena after ending. Wow. Like I said, nobody ain't going to be happy. But it makes you wonder what's going to happen tomorrow night on Raw. That would be the thing that you would want to find out. Just like, okay, now what's going to happen on Raw and how they're going to build up Hell in the Cell from now until 3 weeks from tonight. Let's see. I was trying to see if they had any, like, news about it. They probably ain't gonna have much news about it, but oh well. Wait a minute. We're gonna get a little bit to quick TNA news before we go on about the pay-per-view. Apparently there's a country that gets to see it for free. TNA broadcasting partner Sony 6 announced that there will air TNA Bound for Glory live and for free in India. This will probably mark the first ever that a wrestling pay-per-view event, WWE or TNA, will air at the same time on television in any of the United States broadcast. Bound for Glory will air at 5:30 a.m. on Monday in India with routine air time at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. The live airing of Bound for Glory will air 15 and a half hours before the first airing of the Go Home edition of Impact Wrestling at 9 p.m. on Monday. Hey, so they got lucky with that. None can't complain. Any predictions going forward before they hit in Hell in a Cell 3 weeks from now?
More of the same.
More of the same?
Yeah.
You think they finally going to crown a WWE champion?
No.
So you think this is going to keep on going?
Yep.
I think it's
going to
keep going until Survivor Series.
That's a possibility. Unless this is the way to, like, get the fans more behind Daniel Bryan. So, could be their way of doing that.
Who knows? But the whole Triple H, Stephanie McMahon thing is getting boring. It's like second verse, same as the first. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay.
Oh, with them constantly just getting, knocking people
Big
out.
Show,
and messing
knock
people.
Them out. Shield, subject to the ring.
I know what you mean. They claim this is the Corporation 2.0, but part of me don't see it, but let's say it is what it is. So it could be like we was talking about, like it could be like an Armageddon Hell in a Cell match for the WWE title. That's possible. But it's just going to be, I guess between now and then, it's going to be hard to predict what they're going to do, like to pump it up, so to speak. And that's one way to say it. But let's see. So Hell in a Cell, I think it's gonna be in Miami this year. And I did like the little bit of the commercial they did for Hell in a Cell.
Right.
And our true visual, like, I've seen Hell.
How much time of the show?
So, we got like about under 12 minutes left. But I was also going to say that any prediction about matches that's going to happen at Hell in a Cell?
At the moment, no. But I do think what I said about this for the championship, that it could be a Hell in a Cell match with members of the Shield. I'm not saying which members, but Shield members.
Uh-huh.
Big Show, Randy Orton, and Daniel Bryan. Because they'll try and do a whole gang up on Daniel Bryan type of deal.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that they're going to probably can add a few more people if that type of match is going to happen?
I don't know. I still reckon it would be members of the Shield, whichever ones they decided to put in, Randy or Big Show and Daniel Bryan.
Well, say, if it happens, that probably sounds like it's going to be a good...
It would be a good match.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. It would be very good.
That's what it sounds like. And, Don, what do you predict, like, a match, like, matches that they're going to add a Hell in a Cell?
I would have to agree with you. I think it's going to be much the same on Daniel Bryan and the game on Monday.
The other one I think that they may try putting together as another match would be... CM Punk.
Oh, I think they're going to do a rematch for him and Ryback and Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, and what's his name? Curtis Axel.
Maybe a tag match with CM Punk and R-Truth. That's possible. Against them, too. But I guess with me, although you're going to have a new person going to go after the World Heavyweight title, I guess it's only time will tell, like, who's going to go after it. Because I think, like, with the program with RVD, it's done with, and plus I know he's going to take some time off.
Right.
So you're going to get somebody that's going to go after the World Heavyweight Championship, but I guess the question would be is who? I think him himself, he might cash it in.
Yep.
Because if the World Heavyweight Championship match will continue into a Hell in a Cell, Damien Sandow will cash it in.
Because Hell in a Cell matches are brutal.
Oh, yeah. So that probably would be like a smart move to do that, I would say. But I guess enough with the... Well, what would y'all expect what happened tomorrow on Monday Night Raw?
Oh, we're going to listen to Baconhead go on and on about crap as per usual. Stephanie is going to come out looking like a pit bull chewing on a hornet.
And for a minute,
yep, and then we're going to have to watch Ryback Mountain rerun again.
And we're
going
to have to listen to
Daisy
Legal, blah, 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 blah.
What was funny, however, was Chad opening up a bottle of soda and it exploded as the song Lighted Up starts playing. That was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear that.
He opened, as you know, he opened up the Dr. Pepper and as it started coming out, light it up. It's like, that was timing.
Oh, that's funny. Funny. But we're going to close the show, and I'm going to play one of the smash-ups. As I mentioned before, like, I'm going to do, like, one mash-up, and it's going to, like, make its debut next Monday. Not this Monday, because I think we got a big show tomorrow. We're going to have a guest, but I'm not going to say who that guest is. And this guest is going to have a lot, and I mean a lot to say from the conversation I had with this person this past Friday. So it would be interesting just to see what he or she has to say. And also, I am gonna play one of the smash up, but hope you people enjoy the pay per view and check us out tomorrow with WFSO Aftermath. We're probably gonna talk about some of the same thing as last night's pay per view, probably a different outlook on it. And also we should look at her calendar.
You should look at my
calendar. Right. Because some calendars, WWE, they normally had, like, the place where they had, like, pay-per-views at.
Let's have a look.
Oh, not this one.
Nope, nothing for January. Nope.
Oh, they don't say it this year.
Nope.
That's different. Where we can see who's. Oh, thanks, John.
So, no, they haven't got anything in there.
It's probably won't be the calendar they will have it on. Probably be the one that come out in, maybe next month or something.
Yeah.
But then again, they probably will finally announce all of them, all the pay-per-views where they're going to have it at. So,
finish up so we can go to sleep.
So she can go to sleep. Yeah, I'll probably end up falling asleep myself soon.
Yeah, I got some messages I got to return.
I've
got my
email too. Okay, so until then, look for us on Facebook and MySpace and all that good stuff. But until then, from Hazel and Don, this is Artrell, and we will see y'all tomorrow night. Y'all get to listen to us tomorrow night on WFSO Aftermath. Keep on rocking and wrestling.
We walk alone.